guys, welcome back to another episode of Chase the Unknown today.
Hey, I'm Trinity. I'm the other co-host, and we're back with Jared's back.
Hey, everybody!
Yay! Jared,
unfortunately, back. Jared did have to take a short hiatus from the podcast, but he's back now, and he's ready to join us in the conversations again.
Better than ever. All right.
Today we were just gonna decide. We decided we're all together. Hey, why not do a crew episode? Why not? Just take the opportunity while we're together, and especially since Jared's back, kind of introduce him back to the flow of things, We made a post on our Instagram page here a few weeks back entitled Five Steps to Chase Your Unknown. I was brainstorming a little bit, and it's just a few steps that I personally thought of, things that not only I've done, but things that you yourself right now can do to chase your unknown, because I think that's our main goal with CTU, with this podcast, is no matter what position you are in life, no matter who you are, what position you're in life, no matter what resources you have, there is always something you can do to go to reach for your dreams.
And I think that a lot of people forget that because
totally.
A lot of people are like, well, if they want to be, for example, if they want to be a filmmaker, they're like, well, if I just had the budget, then I can go and do all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily the case.
I will say definitely, having a big budget or starting out with a lot of money definitely puts you on easy mode. Mm-hmm. But it's a difference between easy and difficult, not the difference between possible and impossible.
Exactly. That's a very valid point. Money obviously helps a lot. At the same time, I'm kind of glad that I didn't really get a budget because at the same time, I had to work for what I have now. And it makes me appreciate the value of the dollar.
Oh, totally.
Than it would, if someone just handed me $1 million and said, here, go make this movie. As much as I would love that, but I wouldn't appreciate it as much.
It teaches you. Step one is just go for it. Don't worry if you will fail. And I added the quote from Wayne Gretzky that I love. It says, you always miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I thought Michael Scott said that.
He quoted Wayne Gretzky.
Michael Scott.
Yes.
That's
exactly how it goes. I know. I've seen that meme. I don't watch The Office that often, and I know I'm going to get ridiculed for that. But I have seen.
You don't watch popular show?
How dare you, Trinity?
They took it off Netflix.
They did, huh?
And if you want to hear more about that, you can listen to our episode, Is Netflix in Trouble? That we released a few weeks ago here in season one. In season two.
It's season two. Wow, I can't believe it's season two.
It is. Can you believe we're in season two already?
I can't.
We're on it like.
We just started this in like March.
Time flies when you're having fun, you know?
Think about it. We just started this in March, and it's October.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I sit here like time flies. Like yesterday, Roger and I were looking at Halloween costumes. Like,
what?
Yeah.
I was looking at Halloween costumes. I don't know.
I was just looking for fun because it's fun to dress up.
It is fun to dress up.
Why not?
So it's like we have to look at Halloween costumes, and this is the perfect year for Halloween because A, it's on a Saturday. And B, you have to wear a mask anyway, so you might as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We're going to
have a lot of
Batman
socially distanced Halloween, though. I wonder how it's going to work.
That will be very interesting.
Hey, if you can go through a drive-thru at Chick-fil-A and get food still, you should be able to go trick-or-treating. I saw that today on Facebook, and I agree with it 100%.
That is Trinity's mandatory one-episode Chick-fil-A reference.
I can't say anything, though. My favorite holiday is November 1st.
Okay.
All the Halloween
like,
candies
what is
half
that?
Off at Walmart.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I didn't even think that. That's awesome.
He's like, what is that? Am I missing something?
So it's February 15th and November 1st.
Okay.
Am I missing something? Like, what?
Yeah. all the candies half off at Walmart. That's when you go and you stock up for the
that's
year.
That's very true. Very true.
And then my third favorite holiday is April 1st.
Surprise, surprise.
I can't tell if that's true or not.
It actually is true.
Okay, all right. I don't trust anything on April 1st.
So getting back on topic here real quick, that's the first step. Just go for it. Like we said previously, we want to encourage you guys to essentially that is, it doesn't have to be this big convoluted thing. Just go for it. No matter what steps that look like, no matter what steps those are, just step out and try.
And you've got to ask questions.
Exactly.
A lot of times, I completely understand people may get not even know how to start. And honestly, I really didn't. The thing is, especially with the internet, just ask questions. Usually it's fairly simple. Mm. Like for acting, just get into an acting school. And honestly, they'll take it from there. Yeah. They'll you know, cut your work out for you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And honestly, the way I look at things is I always figure out what my ultimate goal is, and then I backtrack. So, like, if my ultimate goal is to be, you know, the comedic relief on a TV show, if that's my ultimate dream, then I need to, well, what do I need to do to get there? Well, I need to, you know, get an agent so I can start getting these roles, and then I need to make sure I have a good resume. I need to make sure I have a headshot. I need to make sure that I have all these things. But and those are something you can start with now. And even if you just like, I want to be an actor and you don't even know what your dream is.
Yeah.
Well, you start researching, you know, you go onto YouTube or you go onto the internet and you say, hey, what acting classes are around here?
Yeah.
You start there.
Yeah.
Even your local community theater would have something.
Oh, totally.
Because there's a community theater in every town.
Oh, totally.
Or at least one within a 30-minute drive of where you live. I am 98% sure of that.
And hey, I have never wanted to be an actor, but I was even involved in my local community theater. You know, in a way, I invented a place for myself. You know, I was able to jump in. I got connected, and I was able to jump in and actually do a little bit of lighting for them, you know?
Yeah,
is something that they didn't really even realize that they wanted that slash
the
needed.
Back booth, you know? Everybody needs the booth man.
I actually did sound for a theater play that I was in high school. So I actually had to run sound for it, which is something I didn't know. I didn't even know that was a thing.
There is always a place for you, even if you have to create it.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that, yeah.
There's always a place for you, even if you have to create it. Yeah. Because I know I've done a lot of that in the past.
Yeah.
I've created a lot of jobs for myself.
Is there no demand? Create demand.
Exactly. That's actually kinda cool. That's good. There's no demand. Create demand.
You know, if you have, you know, this dream of doing whatever it is, you know, want to be a dancer, well, then go on YouTube and watch some. Start watching some dance tutorials and find yourself into a dance class.
And again, you know, we're in a generation where that's possible.
Yeah,
you can go online.
YouTube
and learn
didn't
stuff.
Come out until 2007, so we didn't have grow up with YouTube until it came out in 2007, which means I was 14, 13, 14 years old,
somewhere around there,
when that came out.
Yeah, and that perfectly leads us right into our second tip, which is never stop learning. The moment you say, you get to a place where you're saying, I have arrived, in your mind, you have automatically lost. We have the ability where you don't necessarily have to go get a formal education. You know, we have YouTube, we have Masterclass, we have these, you know, we have Skillshare, we have platforms like this where you can learn, you can learn from your home, especially during this time.
Exactly.
And remember that there's like, you can learn from anyone, really.
Totally.
Even the greats can learn from a beginner. And because that person has experiences, that person has thoughts that are different from you and may see things differently than you do. And it's why humility is also so important.
Totally.
Knowing that these people who may not have the experience that you do may just still have something to say. And you should listen and respect them. And yeah, another point, my teachers even are still in classes for themselves.
Yeah.
All the great actors always take classes, usually until they retire.
Yeah, and they are not in that space of, I'm a teacher now, I have arrived. It's yes, I'm a teacher, but even though now I have the opportunity to give back, I still can still learn.
And you know what the thing is? That whole I've arrived thing, even when you reach your goal, I've heard it said actually the opposite, that like a lot of people never feel like they've arrived, you know, and that kind of causes them to give up. But this is it. You arrived the moment you started. This was it. There was not a reason to stop then, learning then, so there's not a reason to stop now.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly, totally.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Absolutely.
Totally, totally. Step number 30 we have down is share your dreams.
Which just goes back to, you know, never stop learning. And it goes back to the other one of just going for it. You have to, when you figure out what your dream is, you need to talk. You need to build that community around you to support you, which is something that has been very close to my heart, because I like having a community of people I can go to and say, hey, I'm having this problem. What do you think we should do? Or, you know, I can't I have writer's block. I need someone to bounce ideas off of. Can you come over and help me do it?
Have friends in this community, people who you can go to emotionally and just be like, gosh, I didn't get this role. And I'm just using acting examples, by the way. Apply this anywhere.
So that's what like, that's what relates to you. Yeah. That's what you resonate with.
Like, gosh, I didn't get this role, or I don't really think I'm good enough right now, or should I really be doing this? And have somebody you can trust and rely on to handle those vulnerable moments in chasing your unknown.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a big part of community, not just, you know, amplifying your work or
You know, there's a lot of people that we've had on this podcast who have said that their family was there and backed them 100% because they're able to go to their family and their like moms or dads or siblings or whoever. They say, I didn't get this role, you know, blah, blah, blah. Woe is me. But then they have that person that they trust that they can go to.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we're trying to build here is because there's a lot of people out there who don't have their family that they can go to.
Yeah.
And we want to be that family for you because we don't want you to give up. It doesn't matter. You know, what your dream is, we want, so you always need to have somebody there for you.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of times where I know that I have a community. I know I have people who around me, but there's a lot of times where I've still even felt alone and I don't want anybody to have to feel that way.
Yeah. Because honestly, you are never alone.
Because you're never alone. Exactly. Yeah.
And this is the second time I've quoted Schwarzenegger on this podcast, I do believe. But I just love what he said. He mentioned just on community, there is no self-made man. Mm-hmm. He's not a self-made man. There is no such thing as a self-made man. He needed that community. Mm-hmm. If he didn't have that community, those people at his back, you know, we may not have ever seen him in the Terminator.
Yeah. Good point.
You know, you've got to rely on other people. We are social creatures.
Right.
Yeah. And this kind of rolls right into
number four.
Our next point, which is trust others with your dreams. You need others beside you to support, challenge, and motivate you. Dream chasing is not a solo sport.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It does roll right into the other one.
Because in a way, they go hand in hand.
Once you share your dream with somebody, you have to trust that they're going to be there to support you with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they do go hand in hand. And that's why, again, I just emphasize, have that community. You know, join our community page on Facebook and we will be there to support you.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly. And, you know, it's one thing to, like I said, you know, it's one thing to share your dream with others, but it's another thing when you choose to actually go after it and now you're invested. Now you have, now you have something, quote, to lose.
Yeah.
You know, now you have to go for it. You know, you are now invested, you know, and you need to find those people around you. And this is a point that's really important to me in specific, is that you have to find those people around you that you can trust with your dreams and they can trust you with their dreams because that's part of healthy community.
Exactly.
And there are the wrong people out there to trust with your there are so many, you've got to be careful.
I have been there from personal experience. I have been there where I've trusted somebody with information and it came back and I'm actually still having to deal with the repercussions of it to this day, and that was 3 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
So
yeah.
It's just like,
and so that's definitely an important note too. You know, you be careful of who you trust with your dreams.
Yeah.
You need to find those people that you love and trust in your life. Mm-hmm. That you can trust with your dreams.
Yeah.
But we're definitely not saying just go willy-nilly and trust anybody. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that's the nature of the world, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. There will be people who will try to shut your dreams down.
Oh, totally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, I hate that there are people like that out there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's nice to have the opposite where you have people out there who just, you know, like parents or family or your friend group or whoever it is that you have. That you can go to, because I wouldn't be there if I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be exactly right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
It's so important to me. I'm so passionate about it.
Yeah. Rolling right into number five, we have never give up. Failure is never the enemy. When you do, use it as an opportunity to grow.
Exactly. And have you had that moment? Some people do. Like after you mess up or fail something, And then you look back on it, because hindsight's 20/20. You realize, oh, I should have done this, or I should have done that. And a lot of times it makes a lot of people, especially and for me, it made me like this. It would just make me so angry. Like, why didn't I do it then? Well, I didn't have the failure experience to know.
Exactly.
And now I know, and now I can move forward with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's things where I can look back on that I've things that I've done that I didn't realize I had even done. And I go back and I was like, oh, if I would have done it this way, it would be better, mm-hmm. you know, or it would, or if I would have done it this way, you know, at least it would have made everything turn out differently. It would have been awesome. But, you know, at the same time, like you said, you know, we have to learn and grow mm-hmm. from those mistakes that we've made, which we've all made. And yeah. So
you're going to fail like that. That's going to happen.
It is guaranteed that you will fail. Eventually.
If you're going to do something like this. Yeah, you're going to fail. Yeah. Fail. And like fail is not a bad word.
It is not a dirty word.
It is. It is a four-letter word that starts with F, but it's not. It's not one of those.
Goodness, guys.
It's not a bad word.
It's not. You know, it's one of those where.
It's not a word to be afraid of.
But that's the thing is, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all think that we failed, and that's just like when you go into school and you get a big F on this big midterm test that you just took. Which is saying you're failed, but you didn't fail. You just didn't get the right answer. You go back and you try again.
You try again, yeah.
And it's not a reflection of who you are.
Yeah.
In fact, from what we just watched, remember? Mm-hmm. So what? You got knocked down. Well, that's not you. Get back up. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not a reflection of who you are. Even the greats, even like the ones that you look up and like you see that they never have a bad show, you know, like comedians or something like that. Yeah, they've had bad shows in the beginning. They failed.
And speaking of that, you know, it's really interesting to listen to, using the comedians example, you know. Mm-hmm. I've listened to some podcasts where comedians just open up frankly about, you know, hey, like I've been there, you know, I've been in situations. They say not only when I was starting out, but just recently when I have been bombing so hard, but I know that that's going to lead to growth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody does it. Totally. You're not always going to produce something great. And if you expect that from yourself every time, that's too much.
If you are at all emotionally invested, you will fail.
Mm-hmm.
You will. It's just the mm-hmm. truth. And so you have to be in the place of being okay with that failure, because you have the mentality to realize that you are only going to grow from that experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had that type of experience in July. I was on a film set and I had a speaking role, and there was this one scene where I was portraying a school teacher. Mm-hmm. And so I had a classroom full of students, and the scene was supposed to pull one of them aside and talk to her one-on-one. So they can't release any of the others because they were dirty in the shot. So I'm talking to her in the scene. So the scene's literally me. But for the life of me, I could not remember any of my lines. We literally had to take it like line by line, because I could not for the life of me remember them, because I don't know if it was just nerves that just got the better of me, or if the fact that it was 10 o'clock at night and we were still shooting, or what it was. But I just completely bombed the entire scene, and it took forever to get it. And I went home. I was so mad at myself. But at the same time, now I'm like, what can I learn from that? Well, you can learn,
learn your lines.
No. But the thing was, is I did know my lines. That was the thing. I did know them.
Yeah.
I just blanked. Yeah. But at the same time, I had to remember that I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to give yourself that permission to realize that you're not perfect.
And that was the thing. That was my problem, was I didn't do that.
Guys, don't be prideful in this business. I have so many stories because one of my former roommates was very, very prideful. And it hurt his art. It will hurt your art, your own pride, your own inability to admit that you're not that you're not just going to start out and be some prodigy. Totally. You know,
as much as we wish we were like that, we're not.
Yeah. No, and that even goes back to the whole "I have arrived" argument. You know, in a way that I feel like that's another way of saying don't be prideful.
Well,
you know,
and like I was saying, you know, that scene when I just completely bombed it. But did I give up? No, I didn't give up, because why would I do that? That was one of the biggest roles I've had in a while.
And you know what you learned, if nothing else, you got more comfortable with that feeling. That feeling that I think causes people to forget their lines. Once you forget one or two,
yeah,
you start to just get nervous and you start to forget more and more.
Right.
But see, you've had experience there now, so maybe you're going to forget less and less next time. Maybe even less next time. And then you're totally comfortable with that sensation. You know,
building blocks.
I'm okay.
And you learn to handle the pressure as well.
Yeah,
that's being placed on you.
Exactly.
As an actor. Well, and
that sums up, yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's why I was, whenever I was thinking about it, when I went back and was looking at it, that's what I was seeing. I was like, well, now I know, you know, you can never study your lines too much and, you know, not to be nervous in front of a whole bunch of people because in this industry, everybody's going to watch you. Nobody, you're not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there's always going to be somebody out there who criticizes you, but you just have to take that and go for it.
Yeah, totally.
You can't let the negative outweigh the positive because otherwise it's just going to be miserable.
Totally. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's so good. I think that wraps up our list of five things that you can practically do right now or things that you need to do. We want to be a resource for you that, you know, if you do have a community, but if you don't, you know, look us up, get involved, you know.
Exactly.
If you don't have a community, you just found one.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hi.
Exactly.
Hi. You know, and this kind of reminded me of a conversation I had with a colleague a couple months back where they asked me when I was going to grow up and get a real job and quit acting altogether.
Yeah.
And you guys just reminded me of that conversation. And I've talked about it before on this on this podcast episode because that one, it's one of those like that person just doesn't. It's not that they they don't understand being how passionate I am about it and why I'm passionate about it. Mm-hmm. They don't understand why I do what I do.
Exactly.
And that's on them because they didn't take the time to get to know why I do it.
Totally.
You know, but at the same time, that conversation, it knocked me down, but I didn't give up because of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not something that it actually just made me try even harder. Mm-hmm. To be honest, it just gives me more motivation to go farther.
Yeah. Totally.
I mean, even if nothing else, just to prove them wrong.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Let your haters be.
And at the end of the day, you know, we are our own worst critic.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And so we have to at the same time, you know, be hard on ourselves, you know, look at every opportunity as a growth opportunity. But at the same time, don't be too hard on yourself, you know, because we're all in a different phase in life. We're all in a different phase of learning, you know, and that's why it's so important that no matter what phase you're at, you're always learning. You're always staying humble. You're not being proudful about where you are compared to another person.
And we're only human.
Exactly.
You know, we're not perfect, and we're all made to make mistakes. You can't hold that against yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, as Jared said, you know, if you have found a community, you found one now. Go ahead and get plugged in with us. You can find our Instagram page at Right Time Productions. You can find our Facebook page as well at Right Time Productions. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can visit our website at righttimeproductions.org and visit us there and get connected.
Yeah. And hey, I'll even throw my personal Instagram out there. Todd.Jared. Hit it up.
Yeah.
You got a community
right here.
Yeah. If you want to get to acting, I'll help
absolutely.
You out.
You have no excuse.
You have no excuse, guys. And I'll throw mine out there too. As we'll link it in the description box below, which I didn't do this time. I'm trying.
She loves saying that.
I'm trying, but I will. We'll link Jared's and mine as well. Oh yeah. And
you know
Roger's
what's sad when you have running jokes on your own podcast.
Exactly.
Well, guys,
I learned I talk too much. So,
Well, guys, this has been a great conversation just to talk for a few minutes about to give everybody a few positive tips about what they can do practically to chase their dreams. Because I've heard it so many times of I want to chase my dreams, but how? Mm-hmm. Well, we're not telling you how, but we're trying our absolute best to give you advice. Well, guys, thank you so much. Until next Wednesday, make sure you go and chase your unknown.
Calling all film fans, cinephiles, and geeks everywhere. Do you have that one friend that just won't shut up about that TV show they're watching? Well, then this is the place for you. Here on OpinionX, we talk about our opinions on movies, TV, and popular culture. From cinematic masterpieces to that show that you are kind of embarrassed to admit that you like, let's face it, it's time to. Join me, Roger Sisk, and my guests to talk about film and TV we love, and sometimes we don't love. But fair warning, watch out, it's gonna get a little crazy. Join us on OpinionX.